Perek Mishnah Aleph. At the beginning of the previous Perek, the Mishnah went through a number of mitzvahs, which apply on Sukkos, and for how many days they apply. And the last one on the list was Hecholil, the flute. And the Mishnah said that Chamisha v'Shisha, it applies for either 5 or 6 days of the Yom Tov of Sukkos. And the Mishnah explains that Zehu Hecholil Shal Beis HaShe'eva. This refers to the flute of the Beis HaShe'eva, which was the area in the Ezras Noshim, the outer courtyard, where they would prepare and organize all of the music and the rejoicing which would be in the Beis HaMikdash over the Nisuch HaMayim. The Nisuch HaMayim was a great source of rejoicing, and there would be an incredible amount of dancing and music and joy in the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason why the Mishnah points out the flute specifically, even though there were many more musical instruments, is because the flute was the one which was heard the most. It was possibly the most significant instrument, but there were many, many other instruments as well. Now, why was this music and dancing only for 5 or 6 days of Sukkos? She'einu doiche lo yesa Shabbos lo yesa Yom Tov. It does not override Shabbos or Yom Tov. So if Shabbos fell on the first day of Yom Tov, so that means there would be 6 days of Sukkos, which were Chol HaMoed, and where there could be music. But if Shabbos fell on a different day, so that means that 2 out of 7 of the days of Sukkos, one would not have all of this music on the first day, because it's Yom Tov, and on Shabbos as well. Now the truth is, Midoraisa, there is no prohibition of playing music on Shabbos or Yom Tov. The whole prohibition is only Midrabanan, in case the instrument breaks and somebody comes to repair it. So it's a precaution Midrabanan. But if that's the case, then the Mishnah's ruling seems very strange, because there is a rule that Ein Shavus BaMikdash, a rabbinic prohibition of Shabbos, does not apply in the Beis HaMikdash. The main reason being that there's no reason to be concerned that somebody might come to violate the thing which the Rabbanan were concerned about. Since you're in the Beis HaMikdash, somebody won't come to repair the instrument if it's forbidden to do so. But if that's the case, then surely there should be music on Shabbos and Yom Tov as well, because the whole prohibition is only Midrabanan. So the answer is that the rule of Ein Shavus BaMikdash, that a rabbinic prohibition of Shabbos does not apply in the Beis HaMikdash, that is only if it relates directly to a particular service done in the Beis HaMikdash. However, over here, the rejoicing and the music and the dancing was not related specifically to the actual service of the Nisuch HaMayim. It was the expression of joy because of the Nisuch HaMayim. But it was in no way related to the actual service, and because of that, rabbinic prohibitions do apply in the Beis HaMikdash as well, if it's not related to the service itself. Now, Omru, people said, once they had witnessed and experienced the Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, Kol Mishle Yo Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, anybody who had not seen the joy experienced at the Beis HaShe'eva, the joy and the dancing and the incredible Simcha, which people experienced over Sukkos in the Beis HaMikdash, le'yo'ah simcha miyomov. He has never seen true happiness and joy in his life. That is how incredible this experience was.